You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. Shipwrecks have stoked fear in our collective imaginations throughout history. But what can these disasters at sea say about humans' damaging impact on the planet? That's something artist Alexis Rockman confronts in his new series of hallucinatory large-scale paintings that are on view at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem. For Earth Week, WBUR's Andrea Shea takes us there to find out more about the show and the artist who's been called an eco-warrior.
Alexis Rockman has been described as an eco-warrior. His weapons in that battle are really paintings.
Curator Trevor Smith helped organize Rockman's shipwreck show at the Peabody Essex Museum and says the artist is driven to paint complicated narratives about unintended consequences.
Each of these paintings, I think it's fair to say, is really visually engaging, brightly colored, fantastic textures, and there's a lot of allure.
At first glance, curator of maritime history and art Dan Finnemore says Rockman's trippy works can seem like magical spectacles.
And then when you step in and you look closer, you get kind of a queasy feeling a little bit about what is actually being represented here. It's not such a positive message.
The dramatic demise of real ships, including the Lusitania in 1915, are on the walls. But Finnemore says Rockman isn't interested in reimagining their histories from a human perspective. We stop at the first work the artist painted for the series. It's titled The Sinking of the Brig Helen.
And you're sort of drawn in at first by, oh, that's a cute monkey. And then you look at it and say, well, why is it on all that garbage?
The monkey is floating on a barrel in the sea, surrounded by British naturalist Alfred Russel Wallace's entire collection of scientific research, including drawings, plants, and other live specimens he gathered over 4 years in the Amazon. Three vibrant macaws are fleeing the doomed wooden vessel in the background, which caught fire on Wallace's return trip to London in 1852.
These paintings aren't necessarily overtly about climate change. They're about globalism, capitalism, colonialism. Those are all part of the same buzzsaw that led to climate change.
That's artist Alexis Rockman.
I generally am attracted to stories that are not so much about the happy ending, so to speak. And in the case of shipwrecks, it's ideal because hopes are dashed, dreams are lost.
Pop culture also influences Rockman's work. As a kid, he watched TV shows like Planet of the Apes and Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
As the Amazon River swarms with piranhas, the forest swarms with termites. For all the damage termites do, they're defenseless against some of their enemies, foremost of which are anteaters.
Rockman says he basically grew up at New York's Museum of Natural History. He's traveled to vulnerable places, including Tasmania, Madagascar, and Antarctica, where he witnessed his only shipwreck from a distance. Rockman's painting, The Lifeboat of the EMS Erebus, features a trio of polar bears that are the only characters left in the aftermath.
Are they taking a little snack off of some, you know, cannibalized scraps that happen to be left over? Or are they finished or are they leaving? I don't know, but I want to create a compelling image that asks more questions than it answers.
Finnemore has questions about the polar bear that's halfway inside the lifeboat staring right at us.
What is that polar bear thinking of you? What just happened here? And what's going to happen next? It's really an incredibly effective method of making us think about this voyage, which was two ships with over 100 men sailing up into the Arctic who disappeared and never left any remnant of where they went.
The curator calls Rockman's series of calamity paintings a warning shot.
I think what we're seeing is a representation of the effects of humans going where they really kind of had no business going and what happened to the environment around them because of that.
Rockman's shipwreck show is kicking off the museum's new climate and environment initiative. Curator Trevor Smith says they'll be strategically programming more exhibitions that address the crisis with the goal of provoking emotion.
When you can create an opportunity for that kind of response, out of those emotions comes a drive perhaps to understand more or think about what it is that you want to do.
A reckoning is looming, Rockman says, and he's got no problem with being called an eco-warrior.
Take off the gloves.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Alexis Rockman, Shipwrecks, is on view at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem through May 31st. This story is part of Covering Climate Now, a week-long global journalism collaboration with more than 400 news outlets. Check out more of our stories at WBUR.org.